Brother Flavien Laplon was born on July 27, 1907, in St. Louis de Richelieu in Quebec, Canada. He was the seventh child of nine to Honoré Laplon and Louis Theroux, who named him Doria. After meeting the Holy Cross brothers at school, he entered the congregation at the age of 16. On August 15, 1923, he received the religious habit and took the name Flavien. And on August 16, 1928, he professed his final vows. After working several years in Notre Dame College in Quebec as a teacher and dorm supervisor, Flavien was assigned to the congregation's mission in East Bengal in 1932, the present-day Bangladesh and India. Flavien arrived to Chittagong in East Bengal on December 1, 1932. His first assignment was to assist at the congregation's new high school in Padrishipur. Besides assisting with construction and other manual labor, Flavien also taught and supervised the dormitory before he became principal 2 years later. Schoolwork, prayers, and games filled his days, which he often began as an altar server at St. Joseph's Oratory. He was strongly influenced by Brother André Bisset, who we now know as St. André Bisset. In May of 1942, when the Japanese army started air raids on Chittagong, Flavien went there to assist. He remained in Chittagong in 1943 and 1944, when a severe famine hit the land so he could help tend to the hungry and sick. Flavien worked principally with the Hindus, who were considered at the bottom of society. It was during this time that he met the fishermen to whom he eventually devoted most of his life. Following the end of World War II, Flavien worked out a program so that many fishermen could receive new boats because theirs had been commandeered during the war. Flavien often accompanied the fishermen out to sea for days. He even led them in resistance against pirates and participated in rescue missions. Flavien's main plan, however, was to organize the fishermen into cooperatives in which they could help each other. At the same time, Flavien began constructing an orphanage at Dian, about 10 miles from Chittagong, after the war to care for the orphans from the Chakati refugee camp. Flavien persisted in the project, including the construction of a school, despite thefts and vandalism from the unsupportive neighbors, with the exception of an assignment to Noakhali from 1957 to 1962. Flavien dedicated the rest of his life to ministering in Dian and among the fishermen of the nearby region. He renamed the settlement there Miriam Ashram, or the Marian Hermitage, borrowing from the Hindu tradition of places of religious retreat. Many development and educational projects were started in these years, including the Women's Promotion Center, founded with the help of the Holy Cross Sisters. In 1975, Flavien also set up the Kali Daha Fishing Project to help fishermen motorize their boats and founded a technical school to give them the skills to build and repair their own boats. On December 24, 1976, after returning from his fifth and final home visit to Canada, Flavien retired to the life of a hermit. On October 1, 1978, he had a statue of Our Lady installed on the property. And the following year, on February the 11th, he organized a day of prayer and feast in honor of Mary. Over 800 pilgrims came that day, and this celebration continues as a major pilgrimage in Bangladesh to this day. In 1981, when his health became a serious concern, Brother Flavien wouldn't go to Canada for treatment on the advice of his superiors. Instead, he completed 49 years of service to the poor in Bangladesh, dying there on June 19, 1981. Brother Flavien was declared a servant of God on February 13, 2009, the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, by Most Reverend Patrick de Rosario, Bishop of the Chittagong Diocese in Bangladesh. His cause is being advanced by coordinated work in Bangladesh and in Canada. Servant of God, Brother Flavien Laplon, pray for us.